There's a story you should know from 100 years ago, and 100 years we've waited now to tell. Now the Yankees come along, and they'll listen to this song, and they'll quake in fear to hear this rebel yell.
And they'll quake in fear to hear this rebel yell. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Robert E. Lee broke his musket on his knee, and 1,000 pieces shattered on the ground. But he looked up then, and he gathered up his men, and from his lips there came an awful sound.
And from his lips there came an awful sound. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Stonewall took a gun and he made the Yankees run, but he took a fatal bullet in the chest. As he fell down dead, old Stonewall said, I'm a-giving you a dying man's request.
I'm a-giving you a dying man's request. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Jeb Stuart spurred his horse, and the Yankees ran, of course, but there wasn't any powder for his gun. So he said to his boys, let's make a lot of noise, and we'll charge again and make them Yankees run.
And we'll charge again and make them Yankees run. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Robert E. Lee broke his musket on his knee, and 1,000 pieces shattered on the ground. But he looked up then, and he gathered up his men, and from his lips there came an awful sound.
And from his lips there came an awful sound. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
There's a story you should know from 100 years ago, and 100 years we've waited now to tell. Now the Yankees come along, and they'll listen to this song, and they'll quake in fear.
And they'll quake in fear to hear this rebel yell. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.